Can't call ourselves that.
Thank God.
The Thunderbolts.
It's a cool name.
This is a film that seems, at least so far, to have the fandom pretty split. Thunderbolts.
Yes. I'm one of those split.
I'm just excited for Red Guardian, in my opinion. I thought he was like the best character in Black Widow. I'm excited to see what he brings to the movie.
I am not looking forward to this movie. I got to be honest with you. And I'm hoping that maybe I'm wrong and I'll go into it and end up enjoying some of it. But there's a lot of things that I'm just not excited about. Like, I'm really disappointed in the direction of Taskmaster. I always have been since the character was revealed. I'm not going to get into like all the politics. I don't do this on my show either. The only thing that I will say is there's nothing wrong in a sense with changing a character's gender. I think it depends, in my opinion. I think it depends. But a character like Taskmaster, I feel like it was simply changed just for the fact of inserting another female, right? That's my personal opinion. I feel like it was just because we don't have enough females, so let's just make Taskmaster a female. And I just feel like that one, you know, there was some Eternals, and say what you want about Eternals, but there was some Eternals that were changed into females. And I personally, I had no problem with that. It didn't bother me at all. I believe Selma Hayek's character was turned into a female when it originally isn't in the comics. There was some that I just personally felt like, you know what, it didn't really ruin anything for me. It just worked out the way it worked out, and I'm cool with it. But Taskmaster, I feel like it should have been the character that he is in the comics. I feel like the character has a lot going on in the comics, and I would have loved to see a more accurate portrayal of that in the film. So Taskmaster is a big thorn in my side for the movie that I'm not happy with at all. And then just from what I've seen from the movie, it's just one that doesn't really excite me. I kind of like US Agent. I kind of like where they were going with that. I like Bucky. Yelena, I'm not too big on, so I don't really have anything. Red Guardian, I am one that's I'm kind of interested in seeing a little bit more. I do like the character of Ghost, but I'm confused on how doesn't she not have her powers anymore? Isn't that what happened at the end of Ant-Man?
Maybe that was the goal, but I'm sure that she's going to have her powers in this film. You would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's the only thing that makes that character somewhat appealing.
Right. I mean, I guess, yeah. I just like certain things about her. And I guess out of this group of characters, those are the ones that interest me the most. US Agent, Bucky, Red Guardian, and then I guess, you know, an asterisk next to Ghost. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not too excited about this one.
I am very excited for the film. I think that it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. I'm a sucker for team-up films like The Avengers, Civil War. But I'm also, if you ask all my friends, I'm very optimistic too. I always err on the side of optimism. I love what they did with John Walker in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series. Yeah. Ghost, you know, it's one of those characters, I can take it or leave it. It wasn't really a very interesting villain, but at the same time, there wasn't much interesting about that film altogether.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But yeah, Yelena, I think, is a character that has potential. I wasn't a huge fan of the Black Widow film, but that character has grown on me slightly more and more as I've seen her pop up, you know, in the MCU a couple other times. And yeah, Bucky is Bucky. He's probably the coolest side character that there is in the Avengers, I guess. The film has potential, but only time will tell, as they always say, if it's actually going to be a good film or not. I think that it is going to be good, though. If I had to put $5 on it, I would bet.
You think so? I have another question for you, too. What do you think the asterisk is about? Thunderbolts asterisk.
I have no idea. I'm not much of a reader, so I'm sure that probably references something from the books, maybe. But
I don't know either. You have an idea, Bradley? Because Kevin Feige, I don't know if either of you know, like Kevin Feige said, that will be revealed at some point in time. And I don't know if that's before the movie comes out or like once we're watching the movie, it'll make sense. I have no idea. He didn't elaborate. So I'm just curious, like the change in the logo and then adding the asterisk, which looks like a Walmart sign, by the way. But like, I'm curious about what that means. Like Thunderbolts asterisk, there's something there. And that's intriguing me and making me, I want to go see it just to find out
what that is. Every day, always low prices.
That might be it. I don't look too much into those sort of things though, because you know, they said the same thing before we got the final title reveal for Endgame. You know, they hyped that up and they said, we can't give away this title yet because it might spoil things. But at the end of the day, when we got it, it was like,
yeah,
okay,
we, We knew.
Riding that.